Till very recently, seemed a problem only the human brain could solve. Driving is a combination of continuous mental risk assessment, sensory awareness, and judgment, all adapting to extremely variable surrounding conditions. Not long ago, the task seemed too complicated for robots to handle. Now, robots can drive with greater skill than humans, at least on the highways. Soon, the public conversation will be about whether humans should be allowed to take control of the wheel at all. This paradigm shift will not be without costs or controversies. For sure, widespread adoption of autonomous vehicles will eliminate the jobs of the millions of Americans whose living comes of driving cars, trucks, and buses, and eventually all those who pilot planes and ships. We will be sharing our cars in a logical extension of Uber and Lyft. But how will we handle the inevitable software faults that result in human casualties? And how will we program the machines to make the right decisions when faced with impossible choices, such as whether an autonomous car should drive off a cliff to spare a busload of children at the cost of killing the car's human passenger? I was surprised, upon my first sight of a Google car on the street, at how mixed my emotions were. I've come to realize that this emotional admixture reflects the countercurrents that the bow waves of these technologies are rocking all of us with. Trends toward efficiency, instantaneity, networking, accessibility, and multiple simultaneous media streams, with consequences in unemployment, cognitive and social inadequacy, isolation, distraction, and cognitive and emotional overload. Once, technology was a discrete business dominated by business systems and some cool gadgets. Slowly but surely, though, it crept into more corners of our lives. Today, that creep has become a headlong rush. Technology is taking over everything, every part of our lives, every part of society, every waking moment of every day. Increasingly pervasive data networks and connected devices are enabling rapid communication and processing of information, ushering in unprecedented shifts in everything from biology, energy, and media to politics, food, and transportation that are redefining our future. Naturally, we're uneasy. We should be. The majority of us and our environment may receive only the backlash of technologies chiefly designed to benefit a few. We need to feel a sense of control over our own lives, and that necessitates actually having some. The perfect metaphor for this uneasy feeling is the Google car. We welcome a better future, but we worry about the loss of control, of pieces of our identity, and most importantly, of freedom. What are we yielding to technology? How can we decide whether technological innovation that alters our lives is worth the sacrifice? The noted science fiction writer William Gibson, a favorite of hackers and techies, said in a 1999 radio interview, though apparently not for the first time, quote, "The future is already here. It's just not very evenly distributed," unquote. Nearly two decades later, though the potential now exists for most of us, including the very poor, to participate in informed decision-making as to its distribution and even as to bans on use of certain technologies, Gibson's observation remains valid. "I make my living thinking about the future and discussing it with others, and am privileged to live in what, to most, is the future. I drive an amazing Tesla Model S electric vehicle. My house in Menlo Park, close to Stanford University, is a passive house, extracting virtually no electricity from the grid and expending minimal energy on heating or cooling. My iPhone is cradled with electronic sensors that I can place against my chest to generate a detailed electrocardiogram to send to my doctors from anywhere on Earth. I have a history of heart trouble, including a life-threatening heart attack. My ability to communicate with my doctors in seconds instead of hours makes my life both safer and easier, and gives me the confidence to go hiking up mountains and to travel the world giving talks." Many of the entrepreneurs and researchers I talk with about breakthrough technologies, such as artificial intelligence and synthetic biology, are building a better future at a breakneck pace. One team built a fully functional surgical glove prototype to deliver tactile guidance for doctors during examinations in 3 weeks. Another team's visualization software, which can tell farmers the health of their crops using images from off-the-shelf drone-flying video cameras, took 4 weeks to build. The distant future, then, is no longer distant. Rather, the institutions we expect to gauge and perhaps forestall new